This scenario is very much an old chestnut, so I'd like to take this opportunity to hopefully sort of bury it once and for all time. Effectively, when you secure an employment visa sponsored by a Hong Kong employer, you get two privileges. You get the privilege to do the work that's nominated in the employment contract for the sponsor of record, and you also get the privilege to reside. And the privilege to reside flows naturally from the privilege to work. When you stop working for your current employer, your privilege to work ceases, but your privilege to reside continues until your current limit of stay expires or the immigration department remove it from you, whichever is the sooner. It is, in fact, immigration department standard practice to allow the current limit of stay to expire where there has been a situation such as yours, and therefore you will be allowed to remain in Hong Kong to, in a sense, carry on your lives until your current limit of stay expires, whereupon you're expected to leave. Now, it is permitted activity under your continuing privileges to reside to look for and indeed interview for work. It is not permitted activity to take up that employment, and prior to joining in that new company, you will have to make an application to change your sponsorship so that the immigration department can apply the approvability test in the context of the new job offer that you've got in hand, and will then, once applying that approvability test, determine whether you should be able to take up that employment, and in the process reinvoking your privileges to work, this time for that new employer. So that's how all of that works. So in terms of an ex-employer contacting immigration department and immediately or determining that you can sort of your privilege to reside in Hong Kong can suddenly be immediately revoked. The immigration department tend not to get involved in issues associated with reasons as to why an employment might have come to an end. So an employer does have an obligation to inform the Immigration Department of material change in circumstances as regards their sponsorship charges, and so normally an employer will write to the Immigration Department and advise them of the official date of employment termination. But in fact, what usually happens is Immigration Department just hold that on file and it just becomes a matter of your record, so the Immigration Department know exactly what's gone on as regards the termination date of your prior employment. So as regards the employer then sort of overreaching themselves and saying, well, you know, we don't think this person should be allowed to remain in Hong Kong, they haven't done their job well, or any of this kind of hyperbole, if you will, Immigration Department won't take on board any of that. They just look at the circumstances dispassionately and will just reflect the fact of your cessation of employment with that sponsor rather than taking any steps towards, in a sense, punishing you or otherwise for what might have passed during your prior employment and not making it possible for you to make an honest application to change your sponsorship and continue your lives in Hong Kong on the basis that you'll be able to get that change of sponsorship application approved. So no, the answer is an employer can't effectively kick you out of Hong Kong just because they happen to be your employment visa sponsor of record. Okay, I hope you find this useful.